Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the City Council meeting of Shore Acres on Monday, January 26, 2015, at 7 p.m. First line of business is call order, roll call.
Nancy Chanel, present.
Neil Moyer here.
Bo Bunker, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Richard Adams, present.
Mike Weaver, present.
Thank you. Next line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas.
Next item, agenda is 3.0, the special presentations. We're going down to 3.1. We have no special presentations at this time. Moving on to item 4.0, approval of minutes. Moving 4.1, regular council meeting, January 12th, 2015. Has the council had time to review the minutes? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. Do we have a second?
One second.
Thank you, Mr. Gonker. Any questions over the minutes?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
On 8.4, it was the discussion about having department heads attending the regular council meeting. Is there any way we can have it reflect my reasoning behind that as far as water usage? I'd like for that to be reflected as the reason that I would like. I wanted council to review that.
Do you have written in your own words how you would like it placed in the minutes?
Yeah, I sent an email to David. I don't know if he got it. But I would just like it to state that the reasoning behind that was the fact that only 74.7% of our purchased water here in the city is metered. And that was my main concern, so that our public works director could be here to answer some of those questions.
Okay. With that being said, I know it's on audio. Of course, it's not in the written down like that because of the way it can be written down. But do you want to write it out, put it back in your own words to be put in there, or do you want to just go by what you're saying now is what you want to
say? Just go by what I'm saying
now. Okay. I just want to make sure to clarify.
I'm fine with that.
So, council, there's a motion on the floor that's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. With the changes.
With the changes involved.
Aye.
That's correct.
Aye.
All those against? Okay. Is that?
All good.
Okay. All right. Moving on to item 5.0, council reports and requests. 5.1, Mayor Moses, meetings attended. I had no meetings attended at this time. The only meeting I did have was an internal meeting with Mr. Stahl, Chief Harrison. Talking about code enforcement, we're basically doing some tuning on that. There are some new laws that we have to follow, and the code enforcement officers have to go to schooling and be registered in the state of Texas before they can do certain things. So we're having that taken care of at this time, so we're making sure within the guidelines of the law. Other than that, we do have the elections opening up Wednesday, the 28th. That will be this Wednesday. So anybody out there that basically is going to the minutes or listening to audio, they'll know it's just this Wednesday, they can follow the City Hall, all the general information. It will be going over in 8.2. Other than that, we'll move on to 6.0. And 6.1, public hearings and public comments. 6.1 is public comments. At this time, this is the opportunity for the public to address the council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the City Council. The dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited in dialogue participating in the discussion deliberation of items specially identified on this agenda. Excuse me for my tongue tightness. With that being said, is there any citizens that would like to make a comment tonight? Well, at this time, we're going to move on to 7.0, administrative reports. Item 7.1, City Administrator David Stahl, General Activity Report. Mr. Stahl.
Well, good evening. I distributed this evening the document that came in today's email from the Army Corps of Engineers, that they have received our permit application for the Shore Acres erosion project. That was filed in November. The wheels moved slowly at the Army Corps, and the process has begun. We had a heavy rain event that you probably all experienced last week along with us. It gives us a good opportunity to go out and look at the functioning of our stormwater systems, and see where we need to make improvements, where we need to do maintenance. The city engineers came out during that event and drove all the streets of the city made observations on stormwater projects that we have in the works, and also looked at other issues related to that. We did have a problem with wastewater, and that our SCADA system, that they're still working out the communications with lift station 2, so it was on manual controls and on a SCADA control, so it didn't perform the way that we expect it to perform in the future. That is an item that's still being worked with our before the storm. Wasn't related to the storm, just we would have done better had it been functional. We removed today a hydrant at the intersection of Center and South Country Club. That's where we installed a new hydrant here a few weeks ago. And so the other hydrant has been removed to save any confusion with the fire department to clean that up. And also today we learned that Harris County has filed a tax suit against 902 North Country Club. Apparently they've gotten that out of probate, and one of the heirs has taken the title or deed to that property at 902. It's been one of about four abandoned properties that we have that have been problematic. And so they have filed suit. The city's tax attorney has intervened in that case to preserve our position, our percentage of interest in that property. And I'm hoping that it goes to a sheriff's sale soon, or that they reach some other conclusion with the property owner other than just paying the back taxes and continuing it like it is. It'd be much better if it changed ownership. So we're going to press for that to have the county put that on the block as soon as possible. And that's all I have this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. We're on to item 7.2, monthly financial reports. Mr. Stahl.
Welcome again. In your packet is the year-to-date budget, not actually to date, but to the end of the calendar year. This is the last full month of reporting that we have. Our tax revenues are coming in, and those are reflected in the other numbers. So I won't spend any time on the line item report. I'll go to the general fund. At the end of December, we had $72,000 in the general fund. Note, today, that's about $320,000. Utility fund bumped down about $18,000. And the service deposits, which, of course, it isn't our money, is at $53,000. The community development block grant money has one of the largest balances that we've had in it. This is a pass-through. There's a little over $100,000 in that fund, and that money is likely to stay there for a while because that's the final payment and the withholding on the water and wastewater work that R&B did. And until they resolve the issues that are outstanding there, we're going to sit on their money. Text pool. We have $655,420 at the end of that month. That number will rebound back. Some of that was grant money that was taken out, and there's another withdrawal that's not shown there that will be replenished that was pending the revenue from property tax. Certificates of deposit, as seems like forever, we don't touch our certificates of deposit, so we have better than $250,000 in those four CDs. Our tax revenue, here you can see the tax roll did not adjust in December, so we have come up from in September when we set the rate and we were $84.9 million. Our value is now up to $100.5 million. By the end of December, we collected $414,000. We've collected a couple hundred thousand since then. A small amount of delinquent taxes, and so our year-to-date is $466,700 on property taxes. And then we should have sales tax on the back of that. We took a little dip in October and November in sales tax. I don't know any explanation for why that would have been the case, except for we had previously in 2013 been running quite a bit ahead of 2012. So those numbers are more in line with what they were in 2012. And then we rebounded in December. Some of our sales tax payers pay monthly, some pay quarterly, some pay annually. So December is typically your largest and your bellwether. And you can see we were only down $29.73 on the December sales tax receipts. So we're still on track to make budget and sales tax in that financial report.
Thank you, David. We're on item 8.0, business. Moving to item 8.1, consideration approval of invoices. If the council's had time to review the invoices, and I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard. Do we have a second?
Second, please.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. Okay. If the council has any questions. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Bills are paid. We're on item 8.2, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2015-175, ordering the City of Short Acres 2015 city officers election, designated election precincts and polling places, providing the use of voting machines, appointing election officials, providing a method and dates of early voting, providing for an early voting ballot board, providing for return and canvassing of votes of said election, providing for notice, and providing for filling deadlines. Mr. Swall.
This is the required election order for our routine general elections for city council members in May. And it does all those things that they said in the caption. It does set the dates and the days that we do early voting. We're required to have two 12-hour days of early voting, and we historically have done that on Wednesday and the last day of early voting, and this continues in that same tradition.
All right. That being said, entertain a motion for ordinance number 2015-175.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2015-75.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Weir. With that being said, is there any questions from the council on this? None being said, all those in favor?
Aye.
Against? The ayes have it. 8.2 is passed. Okay. Moving on to business 8.3, Daniel Short Acres Police Department 201 partial exemption racial profile report and review of biased based profile and video policy. Chief Harrison is at Chief School this week, so Mr. Stahl will be discussing this.
The state of Texas is required to have its police departments keep certain records in regards to preventing and recognizing racial profiling prevention. The city of Short Acres has elected to use video recorders and audio recorders on its officers. These are for contacts between the officers and citizens, motor vehicle stops. The first page there of your documents is the Tier 1 partial exemption for racial profiling report. That reduces the number of records that we have to keep as long as we maintain those videos for 90 days, which we do. And so that details out those requirements. The following page is the racial profiling information that's collected over the last calendar year. And this is generated by our court software from citations that are entered into the system. And it tracks out here, and you can see the number of motor vehicles stopped, the race or ethnicity of the violators, and whether it was known prior to stop, whether the searches were conducted. And this information is disclosed to the public through council, and is required for council to review and to publicly see those numbers on an annual basis. And that is submitted to the state through the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement.
Thank you, Dave. Council have any questions on that? Okay. We're on item 8.4, discussion of water distribution system and water line repair costs. Councilman Moore put this on the agenda, so Councilman Moore, it's all yours.
Yeah, I had requested, because there had been some talk around the community about the state of condition of our water lines and repair activities and whether any ongoing expenditures in that area were justified. So this, I requested that the city administration compile this information so that it'd be available so people could see that there's a fairly significant ongoing effort to maintain, repair, and in a few cases replace water lines that the city has. We recall last year there was in order to put into place on, I guess, the intersection of West Country Club and Forest, there was, what, 200 feet or so of line that was put in there before the new road section was put into place. That was, as I understand, largely to bring the new fire hydrant at that location, have it on an 8-inch line so it had adequate pressure and volume. I guess the point here is that, and also this reflects upon an issue that Council Member Snell brought up about water losses and such, and this is an ongoing, I guess, challenge that we have with our water system, is that we're chasing down losses. In some cases, we don't know that they're occurring because they're not necessarily at a residence, and they're oftentimes aren't observed or brought to the attention. And then we have cases where the existing water lines are not always amenable in an entirely satisfactory way to the clamping process, because the water lines themselves don't take to the clamping entirely satisfactory. So I'm pleased that the Mr. Stahl, Mr. Ingram were able to bring this information forward for the last fiscal year, and you can see the data that's compiled there of the roughly average costs of different type sizes of water lines that occurred during that year, the amount of time on average for those types of repairs. That tends to reduce, I guess, some of the apparent length of time that one might see on some of the more dramatic repairs, because not all these things happen at the average rate. In fact, I probably could guess that probably no repair happens at the average rate. There are some that are obviously quicker and some that take longer. But I guess one of the points that we need to be mindful from is that mindful of is our infrastructure. At least the water delivery system is challenged, and the council and the community are probably going to need to start looking at what it's going to take to put an adequate funding base in place to provide not only for the annual repairs, but also hopefully in the future, and not too distant future, start replacing some of the more significantly repaired lines. It's sort of like putting Band-Aids on the system. You know, we've got a lot of Band-Aids out there, but at some point I think we'll be challenged to start considering what we should need to do to rehabilitate the system, and what it's going to cost, and what the various means are to potentially fund that activity. So like I said, I'm thankful that this information was brought forward at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate it. Any council member want to make a comment?
I'd like to make a comment and appreciate the information, and just, not that we have a whole bunch of people here, but people listen. You know, I think this is something that, with the leaks, something that the citizens can really help with. Pay attention as you're driving to and from. If you see a ditch that has water in it, and we haven't had rain in a while, pick up the phone and make a phone call. And don't assume somebody else, you know, has reported it, or, because a lot of instances, we know how that works. Everybody assumes somebody else took care of it and called it in, and no one does. And meanwhile, you know, we're having leaks that are roughly costing the city $800, almost $800 a month, and just in lost water. So I would just encourage citizens, if you notice either that the ground is soggy around where a line may be, or if there's water in the culvert, go ahead and pick up the phone and make a call. Worst thing that can happen is multiple people report it, because the guys can't fix something that they don't know, that if they're not aware of the problem.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that could be, you know, better, more eyes the better.
Thank you. I understand. Any other comments from the council? No. Okay. And we will adjourn at 7:19.